When we come back on the other side, a conversation with Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith. We'll get you caught up on the Lions and Bears. We'll preview tonight's game between the Saints and Falcons, and we'll take a look at some key matchups this Sunday as well, and of course, Danny's keys to the game. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
All new Grizzly six-game holiday packs presented by Bass Pro Shops at the Pyramid are on sale now. Catch the year's best matchups and giveaways starting at just $120. Plus, receive a Jaren Jackson Jr. bobblehead and a $10 gift card to Bass Pro Shops while supplies last. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop online now at grizzlies.com.
Be thankful this holiday and grab the internet's favorite sheets with Brooklinen's biggest sale yet this Black Friday through Cyber Monday. You spend one-third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? Brooklinen was the first direct customer bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. They've moved beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for your bathroom like towels, shower curtains, and bath mats, and even launched ultra-soft loungewear that makes you feel like you never left bed. Like softness, comfort, essentials to help you relax, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is having their biggest sale ever, and it's happening right now for Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get access to their biggest event ever and free shipping is to go to Brooklinen.com. BROKLINEN.com before December 3rd. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Wow, it's that time of year again, the start of the holiday season.
Black Friday specials are not limited to one day at appliance discounters. These huge savings go through Monday.
Shop the full week of Thanksgiving along with the following Sunday and receive Black Friday pricing on brands like GE, Samsung, Bosch, and LG, along with cash rebates up to $2,500 on select kitchen packages.
Also get up to 18 months free financing with approved credit.
So enjoy the start of the holiday season and pick a day to shop at the appliance discounters where
our savings are your savings.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Setley Jewelers offers diamonds, jewelry, and lab-grown diamonds. To learn more about lab-grown diamonds, they have an educational exposé in the store.
When people come in, we can really sit down and show you those differences between a mined diamond and a lab-grown diamond. Lab-grown diamonds are created above the earth instead of mined, but they're chemically and structurally identical as a diamond that has been mined from the ground.
Setley Jewelers in town and country. Online at setley.com.
Grizz Nation, after you're done shopping, join us Black Friday, November 29th at 7 p.m. to see Mike Conley and the Utah Jazz face off against the Next Gen Grizzlies. Fans in attendance will receive a throwback flip hat. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Welcome back inside our Progressive Insurance studios as we're getting set for the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day. We welcome in now Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith, who joins us for a couple of minutes. Jalen, obviously the game in New England Sunday, a tough, tough loss. How do you let that game go and you move quickly on to the Bills this afternoon?
It's a new week, so you have no choice, especially on a short week. You have to quickly be able to put things behind you from what happened the past game and get ready to go. Get this win on Thanksgiving Day.
Jalen, your thoughts on a couple of defensive players that really have made an impact this year. Malik Collins, Antoine Woods up front, and then, of course, the addition of Michael Bennett. What have they meant to the team?
Well, I can't be great without them. And whenever I'm out there making plays and dominating, it's because of them. I just want to say that they do a hell of a job at keeping blockers off of me.
Couple more for Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith. The Bills today, solid team. They've played tough on defense. Their quarterback, Josh Allen, multidimensional. They've got Frank Gore running the ball. How do you scout this club?
The Bills are a dynamic offense. They can do it all. They can run it. They can pass it. Very balanced. The quarterback's big, strong arm. He's tough, too. He can run. So, but for us, it's just about standing on our feet and getting ready to go.
Final thing, Jalen Smith, just your thoughts. Thanksgiving Day, playing for the Dallas Cowboys. Pretty cool, right?
Dream come true every year.
Cowboys linebacker Jalen Smith, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck today.
All right, you take care, boss.
We'll take a timeout. On the other side, we will take a look at the Week 13 scoreboard and schedule. Plus, we'll get you Danny's keys to the game as well. And then it's the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Geico presents... Oh, not again. Another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
MVP Patrick Mahomes for Helzberg Diamonds.
Who's the MVP? You are, especially when you shop at Helzberg Diamonds. They have just the right gifts for everyone on your list. And with helpful people, great gift advice, and no pressure shopping, you can't go wrong. When you give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds, you'll win the holidays and feel like an MVP.
Get a free 40-inch Vizio Smart TV when you spend $699.99 or more during our Black Friday event. Now through Sunday. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in store for details.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts, like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19.
We're back inside our Progressive Insurance studios getting set for the Cowboys and the Bills. Once again, a very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. A very happy Thanksgiving indeed for the Bears, who will fly back to Chicago this afternoon, or rather this evening, off a win in Detroit, and one in which they had to come back from 10 down early on, and they were dealing with a rookie quarterback in David Blau making his first start. And Blau was pretty good early in this game, though things started to settle in, and you had Mitchell Trubisky come back real strong. Bears wound up winning this game 24-20 as part of the Thanksgiving Day triple header. Mitchell Trubisky threw 383 yards, three touchdowns. The go-ahead score comes late in the fourth quarter to David Montgomery, who did have 75 yards rushing on the day, but he has the go-ahead touchdown as well. And then the Bears defense held the other way. Anthony Miller, a big game, nine catches for 140 yards. Allen Robinson, eight for 86. Jesper Horsted had an 18-yard touchdown catch. A win that the Bears absolutely had to have as they get set for the Cowboys next week. They've had back-to-back wins now, beat the Giants a week ago, or really just 4 days ago, and now they win in Detroit today. So they get back to 6-6, trying to get their feet under them, because it has been tough sledding for them. In terms of Blau, we mentioned the fact that he threw for 280 yards. He also had a couple of touchdowns in this game, and he did throw a pick. The third part of the Thanksgiving Day triple header will be the Saints and the Falcons in Atlanta. Remember, it was just a couple weeks ago that Atlanta went into New Orleans in the Superdome and beat the Saints, and beat them handily, 26-9. Game wasn't even that close. The Saints are 9-2. The Falcons are 3-8. Keep in mind, the Saints win, and they clinch the NFC South, so certainly something they'll be playing for tonight. In terms of this coming Sunday, some of the notable games, probably the game of the day, the game of the week probably, is the 10-1 49ers at 9-2 Baltimore. Both teams really impressive in prime time. A few days ago, you had the 49ers just blister Aaron Rodgers and the Packers on Sunday night. And then Monday night, I mean, Baltimore could not have been more impressive in their win over the Rams than they were, just controlling the game. Lamar Jackson, sensational. Also on Sunday, you've got 5-6 Cleveland at 5-6 Pittsburgh. I think we know what's on the line there in terms of the Myles Garrett situation, Mason Rudolph, though Rudolph ain't playing and Garrett's been suspended, but still a lot of bad blood, so an interesting game there. Along our Compass Media Network Sunday, you'll have Oakland and Kansas Kansas City. Sunday night, Patriots and Texans from Houston. The Patriots are a mess. Nick Folk, their kicker, is out, appendectomy, and they had seven or eight guys out because of the flu this week in terms of practice. And Monday night, it will be 8-3 Minnesota at 9-2 Seattle. Coming up in just a little while, we've got the Cowboys and the Bills for you, but coming up next, we'll get you Danny's keys to the game and then the opening kickoff. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for the Thanksgiving turkey or a pumpkin pie from the best bakery in St. Louis. Maybe even your entire holiday meal, all because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to their house, make sure you're all set for Thanksgiving. Head to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points. Think Schnucks.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Looking for baseball and softball training for all ages? Time to head to Champions Village, a one-stop shop for young athletes with a 35,000-square-foot facility stacked with the newest, most innovative tech like hit tracks and a full infield. And now open, Prime Sports, your new go-to brick-and-mortar retail and spirit store located on-site with training from former pros, STL Athletic Development, and Napudi Sports Enhancement also on campus. Champions Village has everything you need under one roof. Check us out at championsvillage.net.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Here at AT&T Stadium, fans continue to filter in for this Thanksgiving Day matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the visiting Buffalo Bills. A 46-degree day outside, light rain falling. Not the same conditions that Cowboys found themselves in last weekend in Foxborough. The difference is this place has a lid on it. So weather will not be a factor here today, Danny White. And with that, what says you of the three keys today?
Well, I think there are a lot of keys, Kevin. Three that stick out to me. It's going to be a very emotional game for a lot of reasons. And I think emotion favors the defense. And, you know, this Bills defense comes in here, especially their pass rush.
Yep.
Number three pass rush in the league in the last 3 weeks. So they're on a roll. And the Cowboys are going to have to protect Dak Prescott as they continue to place more and more emphasis on the passing game. I also think that the Bills' defense overall with Ezekiel Elliott has got to find a way to slow him down. 6.6 yards per play leads the league offensively. So it's the number one offense really against one of the top defenses in the league. I think the other key is Amari Cooper and Tre'Davious White – This is the second week in a row where Amari's faced one of the top defenders in the league. And we saw what happened last week.
Right.
Two targets, no receptions. I mean, it was a big deal. And somehow they've got to get Amari going early in the game. And that also means that Gallup and Cobb are going to have to step up. Now, consider this. Cooper with 15.8 yards per reception, 16th in the league. Gallup, 15.9 yards per reception, 14th in the league. And Cobb, 14.9 with 22nd in the league. That's got to be the top group of receivers when it comes to yards per reception in the league. So for the Bills, they've got to find a way to stop not only Amari Cooper, but those other two guys.
And, of course, you say Tre'Davious White has been a traveler following the opponent's top receiver over the last three-plus weeks. On the other side, you've got Levi Wallace, so look for the Cowboys to try and exploit him. He has been one of the weaknesses there on the other corner. The opening kickoff between the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills is coming your way next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing...
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Limited time offer while supplies last. Offer applies to Samsung Galaxy A20. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
To demonstrate State Farm Mobile App's new voice-activated features, we bring you Pro QB and State Farm brand icon, Aaron Rodgers.
Thanks, enthusiastic voiceover.
Take it away!
Well, you can tell it stuff, like, show me my bill.
Here is your bill.
There you have it. Thanks, Aaron.
You don't want me to talk about how I can pull up my insurance card or call my agent?
Ooh, we are out of time.
Well, I just did.
What a pro. Voice-activated help from the State Farm Mobile App. Talk to an agent or visit statefarm.com today.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Or shop Kohl's.com all day Thursday. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it.
Doorbusters valid Thursday, November 28th. While supplies last year until 1 p.m. Friday. 15% offer valid November 25th to 29th with promo code FIX. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
On the other hand, the Twin Two Pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Happy Thanksgiving. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Back at AT&T Stadium. As we are just moments away from kickoff here between the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. To say for the Cowboys, 52nd edition of this Thanksgiving Day Classic. First time for the Buffalo Bills since way back in 1994. So this is a new setting here for these Buffalo Bills, and I guess fitting considering they are off to a terrific start at 8-3 and vying for a playoff spot as captains making their way out towards midfield. The Cowboys back in the home white tops with the silver blue pants, blue stripe, white stripe as well. The Bills wearing the royal blue jerseys, royal blue pants with the red and white stripes and the white numbers. Our coin toss being handled by a referee today, the veteran Bill Vinovich, as he gets them lined up here and prepared for kickoff on this Thanksgiving Day.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving. We have heads, tails. Buffalo, you're the visitors. What is your call?
Heads.
He's called heads. It is heads. Buffalo has deferred. You want the ball which way? Stay where you are.
Well.
Is that six in a row?
I believe so.
Wow.
I believe so.
I need to quit hoping for the Cowboys. I need to cheer for the other team to win the toss. We've been trying to figure out what Jason Garrett would do if he won the toss, if he'd actually take the ball to get an early lead. And we haven't, for 6 weeks now, we haven't been able to get the Cowboys to win the toss.
Well, I think at this point it's going to take more than a coin toss for the Cowboys to get things rolling their way. And, you know, you talk about fast starts. It's something that kind of falls on a myriad of items for the Cowboys to try and rectify here pretty quickly, Danny. 9 of the 11 games played, they have trailed at the end of the opening quarter.
Yeah, and it's starting to get, I'm not a mind reader, but I think it's starting to play into the minds of the Cowboys. Hopefully they're not reading the newspaper or listening to social media and paying much attention to all that stuff, because it's meaningless. It really is. But it can, after a period of time, start to become a mental thing, a psychological thing, and you start to actually believe that if you don't get the lead to begin to start the game, you're not going to win the game.
Stephen House has got it teed up. Cowboys will be working left to right. Tony Pollard back deep to receive. Of course, the special teams coming under fire after last week's performance. We'll see if they can get things together here today as House kept banging this one out of the back of the end zone. Keith O'Quinn, of course, the special teams coordinator for the Cowboys in his second season, and he came under a great deal of scrutiny. Some, in fact, so much so, wondering just how secure his job was coming into even today on a short week, but trying to get his unit back on par. But right now it starts with Dak Prescott and this Cowboys offense as Jamaze Olawale will begin in the fullback as Prescott will operate out of the shotgun. Elliott moves back in behind him. Two wide either side. Cooper on the right. Gallup on the left. Olawale motioning out of the backfield left to right. Three-step drop here for Prescott. Winds up, throws, and a deep crossing route. And the first target, first catch, goes to Amari Cooper, and it goes for 16 yards. Dallas first down.
How's that for getting him involved in the game early? That's more passes than he caught all last week on the first play of the game. Great, great job, and great way to get him started. Nobody runs that slant pattern better than Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper talked about it's hard to have productive days when you're only targeted twice. Single back set. They go three wide now. Here's the give straight ahead to Elliott. Elliott bangs his way right into the chest of the defender and plows ahead for three on that carry. Tremaine Edmonds, former first-round pick out of Virginia Tech, there to stack him up for the tackle.
Yeah, and this stadium has really become a home field for the Cowboys of late. Of late, I'm talking about the last few years. To the point that it may be one of the best home field advantages in the league.
Blake Jarwin on the field. He and Witten are set up tight to the right. Prescott under center. Play action. Deep drop. Pressure comes off the edge. Steps up to get a deep shot here to the near sideline. That ball is going to be picked off. The defender falling out of bounds. There's a penalty marker way downfield at the 30. We might get pass interference. It was Tre'Davious White on the coverage. Micah Hyde drifting back to free safety. Came up with a catch, but he tumbled out of bounds.
Yeah, but Prescott's under incredible pressure. That's a ball he should not have thrown. It did get picked off, but it was out of bounds.
Prior to the pass, illegal contact. Defense number 27. 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
That is Tre'Davious White. And, you know, sometimes the school of thought, Danny, as we saw last week with Stephon Gilmore, you know, you tend to shy away from the opposing team's best defender, and oftentimes you're letting them off the hook in doing so.
Yeah, very much so, because the other guys, there's an extra defense. That means if they trust their shutdown corner enough, that means there's an extra guy to cover the other receivers, and you're playing right into their hands if you stay away from your go-to guy.
So not a pass interference, but the penalty moves the Cowboys up to midfield. Cobb on. He sets in slot to the right. Here's the give to Elliott. That play trying to work off the left edge as he crosses midfield into Buffalo territory, but it's a tough 2 yards there, stacked up by the defensive tackle, Ed Oliver, rookie, first-round pick out of the University of Houston.
You know, and continuing on that home field advantage, consider Amari Cooper, 13 touchdown passes in his career as a Cowboy, 11 of them have come here at AT&T Stadium.
Your Honor, of course, a number of stories about the disappearing act of Amari Cooper on the road. Deep drop here, pressure comes, sets up the screen. Elliott's got it at 50, 45, 40, outside the numbers at 35, angling toward the near boundary as he crosses the 30, deeper into Buffalo territory. He'll be tripped up there at the Bills' 29-yard line as they go back to that screen play. That nets 20 yards before Micah Hyde, the free safety there, to bring him down.
That's another thing the Cowboys have to get back to. More of those screen passes, more ways to get the ball, not only to Zeke, but also to Tony Pollard, with lining Tony Pollard up as a wide receiver and throwing him quick screens, things like that.
Two wide far side, it's Gallup and Cooper. Fifth play of this opening drive, shotgun snap. Here's a give to Elliott, running play to the right, tried to bend it back to the inside, had a little help by the defender in doing so, but still managed to cross the 25 down near the 24, 5 yards on the carry for Elliott. He was Jordan Phillips there to collect him. Former second round pick out of the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah, great drive so far for the Cowboys. This is the way you want to start the game. Now they have to finish this drive, and everybody's holding their breath, all the Cowboy fans waiting to see how this ends.
Shotgun snap to give to Elliott, running to his right. Bottled up pretty quickly there, but still managed to fall forward for two. Shaq Lawson, former first-round pick out of Clemson, there to bring him down. Well, and you can hear just as we rattle these names off and where they're selected in the draft, you can understand why this Buffalo defense is improved, Danny, with all the first and second-round talent they have been able to obtain through the draft. Shotgun formation, Tony Pollard in the game. He's set to the left of Prescott. Takes a shotgun snap, numbers high, looking on a quick slant route as he completes it. Enough for the first down, and then a late flag comes in. The catch made by Amari Cooper for 7. It was Jordan Poyer there to bring Cooper down.
Yeah, that's going to
make it a personal foul.
Yeah, half the distance to the goal.
After the play, personal foul. Defense number 97. Half the distance to the goal, automatic first down.
With Jordan Phillips.
Got it all going right now. Prescott 3 for 3. Elliott 4 carries for 12 yards. He had Pollard out on the flat that time. Boy, I would love to have seen him get that ball very quickly out to Tony Pollard. He had one-on-one on a linebacker. I think he would have put it in the end zone.
Too wide on the far side. Empty backfield for the moment. Now Elliott shifts back to the right to Prescott, who works out of the shotgun. Here's a give to Elliott. Bangs his way straight ahead, and he hits a blue wall right there. No gain on the play as he got wrapped up quickly by Shaq Lawson.
Yeah, blue wall. Blue wall is right. Man, Lawson just stoned him right in his tracks. So red zone, you know, Cowboys have struggled there lately. 26th in the league last 3 weeks for scoring touchdowns on 40% of their possessions.
Prescott will move up under center. Now Cooper motions right to left. Little bootleg. Prescott rolling back to his right. Drops it off to the veteran Jason Witten at the 3, who turns, trots into the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Well, that's the way to start a football game. Right down the field. Elliott, 5 carries. Prescott, 4 passes, 4 for 4 for touchdown. Can't draw it up any better than that.
71st touchdown reception for the 11-time Pro Bowler, Jason Witten. Maher comes on for the point after. Snap, placement, kick on its way, and it is good. A successful opening drive here for the Cowboys. And with 10:34 to play in the opening quarter, Dallas leading Buffalo 7-0. Timeout on the field. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
Family and friends aren't the only ones who need a gift this holiday season. It's time to treat your transportation to a little R&R with the Dents Express Auto Spa, etc. Holiday Special. From now through December, stop on in to either Dents Express location, get a quick and paintless dent repair, and you'll be treated to 30 days of free premium car washes through Auto Spa, etc. Treat yourself or pass them along as a gift for a loved one. Visit Dents Express in Baldwin or St. Charles, or go to DentsExpressSTL.com to book your appointment today.
Your high school student is much more than a test score at Greenville University. Greenville University, a Christ-centered institution, values character and service just like the employers who hire their graduates. Greenville University's Panther Preferred Scholarship awards up to $18,000 annually for students of character and service. No minimum test scores, no minimum GPA, Panther Preferred, the scholarship that recognizes students of character. Apply at greenville.edu.
You've heard about all the special events down at Country Cabaret, but don't forget it's your place to post up throughout the week. Get rid of those Monday blues with $5 domestics. Take some edges off your hump day with $5 Jack Daniel's shots on Wednesdays, and kick off the weekend with $5 You Call It's on Friday. And don't forget, you can get all your favorite games in one place at Country Cabaret, thanks to the Tap Room Gaming. Start increasing your profits today and give Tap Room a call at 855-GET-SLOTS. That's 855-438-7568.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Are you all set? You've been piling up those Schnucks Rewards points all year. What better time to cash them in? You could have Schnucks pay for the Thanksgiving turkey or a pumpkin pie from the best bakery in St. Louis. Maybe even your entire holiday meal, all because you're a Schnucks Rewards member. Whether you're hosting the whole family or bringing a special dish to their house, make sure you're all set for Thanksgiving. Head to Schnucks and cash in those rewards points. Think Schnucks.
Let's check that drive summary sponsored by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, here's to progress. The Cowboys pick the opening drive, 9 plays, 75 yards, 4 minutes, 26 seconds. And it was Jason Witten on the receiving end of a 7-yard touchdown pass from Dak Prescott. 22nd of the season for Prescott, 3rd of the year for Witten. Andre Roberts, the 9-year vet out of the Citadel, is back deep to receive. Good return team. He'll bring it from 5 yards out. Hits a 10, 15, crossing the hash mark at the 17. Boy, and the special teams unit flying downfield there. It was Luke Gifford, the rookie, who went sailing down to make the tackle. You can bet the special teams players all have their antenna up today, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a really all three phases of the game. They all have to contribute. This has to be a team effort, but you're right. The special teams really on point today and under the microscope.
Today, of course, marks the return of Cole Beasley, fan favorite. Spent his first 7 seasons in a Cowboys uniform. Josh Allen, under center, hands it off now. There's a running play out across the 25 near the 27-yard line. Sean Lee there to wrap him up. No Leighton Vander Esch today. Still dealing with those stinger issues. An 8-yard carry there. So good push up front by that offensive line. Devin Singletary, talented rookie out of Florida Atlantic, a 3rd-round pick. He's enjoyed a good season. Single back set. Allen under center. Bubble formation on the far side. They'll give it to Singletary again. Little stutter step as he hits the hole. Able to move past the first Dallas defender, picks up 3, and not for the first down before Jalen Smith there to wrap him up.
Really coming in with a kind of a two-headed monster in the backfield with Gore and Singletary. Singletary averaging 5.8 yards per carry.
Yeah, the ageless Frank Gore moved up to number 3 all-time rushing list last week.
Which is incredible when you consider how hard a runner Frank Gore is.
1st and 10, shotgun snap for Allen. Allen pressured, trying to step away, and he can't escape. Down he goes. It's a Cowboys sack. Robert Quinn and DeMarcus Lawrence had a meeting at the quarterback. A loss of 9.
Well, and credit Darian Thompson coming from that safety position. The slot to Josh Allen's backside, to his left. Never saw it coming.
Yeah, Thompson getting the start today. No Jeff Heath. Still banged up with those injuries. Quick snap, quick throw. And pass is complete. They get some of that penalty yardage back. It's Byron Jones there on the tackle. 5 yards on that pass reception.
Bills operating very quickly. No huddle. Getting right up on the line of scrimmage.
Third and 13. Cowboys continue to be one of the top third down defenses in the league. Just allowed 3 third down conversions last week to Tom Brady and the Patriots. Shotgun snap. Pressure comes. Allen's going to scramble. Breaks one tackle at the 30. Cutting back at the 35. Sliding near the 36. And the Cowboys able to bottle him up and prevent the first down. And that's going to be one of the concerns today with Josh Allen is you hear the phrases staying in your rush lane and containment, because he's a very crafty runner, but he's also a very powerful runner, Danny.
Yeah, he's big. 6'5", 237, and great quickness, good run. It kind of comes in a little bit under the radar. A lot of people talking about him, but he is a very powerful runner.
Corey Bajorquez, the punter, comes in. Puts that left foot into it. Tavon Austin back deep. Watching that one spike at the 5 and then takes a sharp left turn and bouncing out of bounds. Terrific punt there. 58 yards. Nothing on the return. Cowboys will have it back at their own 5. And with 7:23 to go here in the opening quarter, it's Dallas 7, Buffalo nothing. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Dickies Workwear celebrates those who make what they love any chance they get. We make clothes for people who get after it day in, day out. Who make their own hours because they've made their own path. And clock out when the job is done, not when the day is done. Dickies, yours to make. Head to dickies.com for our newest innovations in comfort and durability.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At CDW, we get that lots of data comes with lots of questions.
Where is it? Who put it there? Why do we have it? How do I access it? What color is it?
Not sure about that last one, but CDW can implement a NetApp solution that simplifies and integrates data management across cloud and on-prem to turn your data into a strategic asset.
What's a premise? What's an asset? Is it data or data?
It's not important. For innovative data management, you need NetApp and IT orchestration by CDW. Find out more at cdw.com/netapp.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
NFL fans, go to NFLshop.com today and check out all the latest officially licensed NFL gear. Shop now for a special holiday offer on your order at NFLshop.com. Back here in rainy, cool Arlington, Texas, inside a sold-out AT&T Stadium. Kevin Ray, Danny White, Jerry Recco back in our studios. Cowboys leading it 7-0. With their hands on the football for the second time this afternoon, but starting deep in their own territory, back at their own 5. Prescott under center, ball spotted on the near side hash. Cowboys working left to right. Here's a give to Elliott, little stutter step, hitting at the 10. Cutting back side to the 15, angling toward the number at the 20. He'll be tripping before he gets there, but a big burst jets him out to the 18-yard line. 13 yards and a carry for Ezekiel Elliott before Theron Johnson there to bring him down.
Finishes that one off with the feed me motion that everybody's become so familiar with, and Big play right there. Boy, that gets him out of the hole real quick.
Zeke has not had a lot of big runs over the last few weeks. Pump fake for Prescott, looking left, throwing that direction. Deep shot, far sideline, targeting Gallup. Unable to get it there as that one sails incomplete.
Well, Gallup kind of stopped on the play. You know, he's running around,
down.
He's looking back, and then Dak throws it, and he kind of picks up his speed.
Right of the pass, illegal contact. Defense number 27. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down.
Maybe that's why he slowed
down.
Well,
I was going to say, that may have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
So instead of staying away from Tre'Davious White, the Cowboys going right at Tre'Davious White, second-year player out of LSU, former first-round pick, comes in with 4 interceptions on the season, but he's been rung up for a couple of infractions already today. Witten motioning left to right. Toss play going right to Elliott. Elliott gets a block. Cutting back 25. Stumbles at the 30. Cutting back 35. Staying up right 40. At the 50. And then finally written down after he burst into Buffalo territory by Taron Johnson. But Zeke ripping off a 26-yard run.
Well, and not only that, he breaks 3 or 4 tackles along the way. That's just good, hard running. And then at the end, he gets tackled from behind. Doesn't see the safety coming. That's number 24, and he's Taron Johnson, and he slams down on the ball trying to knock it out.
On a play action, Prescott trying to fire a pass across the middle. He had a couple of targets, Witten and looked like Cooper, but that one got hit at the line of scrimmage. Matt Milano, the linebacker, was able to knock that one up in the air, and the Cowboys are fortunate that one was not picked off.
Yeah, two linebackers spying on that play, and Cowboys ran up to the line of scrimmage and snapped it very, very quickly, trying to catch the Bills in transition, and kind of backfired on them.
Pollard stays in the game. Jamaze Olawale, the fullback, in the offset eye. Austin motioning right to left. Prescott under center. Here to give to Pollard. Pollard looking right, cuts back left. Kind of twists those hips as he crosses the 45 and powers his way down to about the 42 of Buffalo. 4 yards on the carry. Jordan Phillips there on the stop for the Bills.
Yeah, right up the middle. Pollard taking the handoff, and yeah, nice and nifty. He's got great vision. Finds those creases, finds that soft spot, and just, like a river going downhill, he just takes the path of least resistance.
Empty backfield here. They go 5 wide. Pollard flanked out to the left. It's Cooper, Cobb, Witten on the right. Pressure comes. Prescott now stepping out to his right. Throws on the run. And trying to hit that comeback route to Cooper just beyond the yard marker. Tre'Davious White there on the coverage. Knocks it away. So that will bring up fourth down here for the Cowboys. Have to settle for Chris Jones to come on to punt it away.
Yeah, Tre'Davious White won that one. And it's going to be a battle all day long. Amari will win one. Tre'Davious will win one. And it'll be back and forth. And that time, Tre'Davious White was just all over Cooper. And it was a safe throw by Dak Prescott out of bounds where Cooper could have made one of those tightrope kind of catches that he makes all the time. Or nobody gets it.
Andre Roberts in, standing back at his own 10. Jones, end-over-end punt, bouncing at the 5. Rolling.
Great.
All the way down to the 2-yard line. Vintel Bryant downfield, 41 yards on the punt, nothing on the return. And a terrific job there by Chris Jones. 5:09 to go here in the opening quarter from AT&T Stadium. Dallas leading Buffalo 7-0. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
If my nose was stuffy right now, you wouldn't even be hearing this. It's hard to talk on the air when you can't breathe. Bad for business. Is your stuffy nose keeping you from taking care of your business? Don't wait for a pill to kick in. No one has that kind of time. Get Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray. Sinex provides fast relief that lasts for 12 hours. That's right, Sinex works in seconds to relieve your stuffy nose and sinus pressure so you can breathe. Why suffer when you don't have to? Breathe freely, fast with Vicks Sinex. Use as directed.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
Technology Truths, brought to you by Geico.
Technology Truths.
Truth, your car stereo will always sync to the most embarrassing song on your phone.
So the reservations are at 8.
Oh, great. What was that?
That was weird. Must have synced with a nearby car or something.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at Geico.com.
Let's just,
Wait, you like smooth jazz?
No, smooth jazz.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Checking the scoreboard, sponsored by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Earlier today in Detroit, it was the Bears over the Lions, 24-20. Mitchell Trubisky threw for 383 yards and 3 touchdowns. The go-ahead touchdown to David Montgomery late in the fourth quarter. Coming up later tonight to wrap up the Thanksgiving Day triple header, it is the 9-2 Saints at 3-8 Atlanta. Now back to AT&T Stadium. Join Kevin Ray and Danny White.
Thank you, Jerry. 5:09 to go here in the opening quarter on this Thanksgiving Day. Hope all of you and your family have enjoyed a great day of feasting and time with one another. And for some, feasting may be yet to come. Right now, the Cowboys have enjoyed a 7-0 lead, and they've got the Bills pinned deep in their own territory, starting 1st and 10 from their own 2. Single back set, Allen under center. They'll keep it on the ground, and the Cowboys ready for that one. Not much running room right there for the veteran Frank Gore. 14th season for Frank Gore. Danny, you said it a moment ago. It's just really remarkable because of the way this man has run from the time he came into the league to the way he runs today, which has not changed.
One of the most punishing runners in the history of the NFL, Frank Gore. And for a guy like that to play as long as he has, he must have one heck of an offseason regimen to keep himself in shape.
2nd and 7. They'll give him 3 on that carry. Ball spotted on the near side hash. Bills working right to left. Here's a give to Gore again, and this time the Cowboys meet him in the backfield. Christian Covington, who will see plenty of reps today. No Antoine Woods. They're going to drop him for a 3-yard loss. Woods is out with an MCL injury. That means the Cowboys will be able to use their second-round pick, Tristan Hill.
Right before the snap of the ball, DeMarcus Lawrence jumps down in the gap. That forced the center to reach out and take him on that running play. That freed up Christian Covington, who runs right into the backfield and makes that tackle for a loss.
3rd and long. Bills converting at 38%, number 16 in the league. Allen out of the shotgun, standing 5 yards deep in his own end zone. Takes his shotgun snap, shoulder pad high. Pressure comes, steps up, moves to his right, throws on the run, completes it across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. And a familiar face on the receiving end of a big third down catch. And that is none other than Cole Beasley. 29 yards as Allen shows you his nimbleness and versatility, and better than that, just a perfect strike.
Very impressive play by Josh Allen. 3rd down, standing in his own end zone, just cool as a cucumber.
How many times we see Cole Beasley do that?
Yeah.
Throughout his Cowboys career, undrafted.
Wearing a different shade of blue, though.
Yeah. They try to go back to the run. Singletary hitting the backfield, but able to break away, stays upright, spins away. Instead of an 8-yard loss, he turns it into a 2-yard pickup. Unbelievable that he was able to escape that. And that was Hill.
Sean Lee. Which is even more amazing.
Singletary, 5'7", 203, 22-year-old rookie out of Florida Atlantic. 2nd and 8. Shotgun snap, under 3 to play here in the opening quarter. Taking a deep shot on the far sideline. And this one sails incomplete. Chibodi Awuzie there on the coverage. He was trying to connect with John Brown, Smokey, as they like to call him, out of Pittsburgh State University.
One part of this game where the Bills are definitely in the advantage is turnovers. Cowboys have really struggled to get turnovers on the defensive side. In fact, of late, they're last in the league. And on the other side, the Bills just don't give it up. They've given up one turnover in the last three games, and that was an interception. They lead the league in that category.
Yeah, that's been the biggest step forward for Josh Allen, is just not making the big turnover. Shotgun snap here on third and eight. Pocket breaks down with a deep shot as receiver and defender getting tangled up, and Byron Jones getting tangled up with the intended receiver. That was Robert Foster. A marker is thrown, and
well,
that is going to be going against the Cowboys and Byron Jones.
Probably.